This week's changing track is for Tony. Saturday the 18th of May is 3 years to the day since any parent's worst nightmare. June 2015, another of my eldest son's school music performances. Just before he went backstage, he came over and said hello. I asked him what he was singing, and his reply was a Hollywood undead song. My instant reaction was shock. This was a private Catholic college. What I heard coming out of his teenage bedroom was heavy metal, with plenty of what I call screamo music, littered with profanities. Before I had a chance to respond, he was gone, and I sat nervously in my seat. He then performed an acoustic version of my changing track. No profanity, no screaming. On the way home, I asked him why he chose the song. Because it was written by the band when one of their close friends had taken his life, he said. And its message was that no matter how bad things got, there was always someone there to help you through it. You just have to ask. 6 weeks later, I got a call from the school asking me to come quickly. My son had seriously self-harmed. And this is when our journey began. We quickly made plans for a psychiatric assessment. How and why did this happen? The usual questions that run through every parent's mind. This was his call for help. A week later, our son was diagnosed with psychosis. He'd been hearing voices, battling with them on his own for almost 2 years. This was not drugs or alcohol. He just drew the short straw, a chemical imbalance. At family therapy, what he said those voices would tell him to do scared both my wife and I. If he hadn't been strong enough, we'd have been another family splashed across the media, a problem child who'd killed innocent people. The psychiatrist reassured us. He was still young, a majority of these cases can be cured, and he'd live a normal life. He'd need antipsychosis medication to help the voices disappear, and he'd most likely suffer some depression and thus need antidepressants. Our lives went back to like when he was a helpless baby. My wife and I would hardly sleep, keeping an eye and ear out just in case he tried to self-harm, or worse, attack and harm his younger brother through the night. As the medication started to work, his anxiety levels increased. He would try and attend school, but within a few hours we'd get a call to come and collect him. He battled and got within 8 weeks of completing his VCE, but it all got too hard and he had to abandon it. Then the afternoon of my father-in-law's birthday, on the 18th of May 2016, he attempted to take his own life. But in a moment of clarity, he realised the harm and devastation he'd leave behind, and he walked away from imminent danger. I tell myself he had this song running through his mind at the time. We started slowly seeing signs. He started being happier, more engaged with family and life in general. He was weaned off the antipsychotics, and we held our breath, hoping the voices wouldn't return. No voices. Now the antidepressants. Again, a slow process to reduce dosage and observe if anything happened. One Sunday morning in March 2018, he took his last tablet. A path I never chose, but one that has delivered positives. I now understand when I see people in the streets, those we label losers or junkies, who knows what their circumstances may be. We were lucky. Our child asked for help, and we could give it to him. And the bond and love between my two sons is so much stronger now than ever before. My eldest son has become more compassionate and caring than he was before he had to go through this. And finally, I watched a mother's unconditional love and strength to make her child safe from harm. So every year, when my father-in-law's birthday comes around, I sit and listen to this song and think how lucky we are as a family. My son is now a happy, productive young adult with goals for his life. As the words in the chorus say, if the heavens may break, I hope for our sake that if they ever do, I'll be there with you. And Tony's changing track is I'll Be There by Hollywood Undead.